the mother of all sciences. When schools are shown to be ineffective, you can't just sit there pretending to learn. By that time, your GPA and the diploma will already be worthless, and the path ahead will only consist of luck. Gambling with your mind, the content of your character, and all the future of your entire existence is a very unwise idea. Having that play out on the scale of generations and across the entire world will absolutely destroy all progress. Fake education will create a culture of destruction, whereas real education, a more intellectual culture that begins with an intellectual revolution. It is really that simple. Real education has always been a fork in the road, and the two roads lead to opposite ends. In a correctly educated world, all beings are equal. They receive an equal start. That means no one lives below the level of poverty. Every human being is granted a daily allowance that will prevent them from being homeless or starving in the street. Not living in the terror of dying from starvation allows people to learn. And here, everyone gets a real education. Real education is just a walk across the history of philosophy and all the inventions. The murder of Socrates is a good beginning, as it shows that corruption will aim to resist change for the better in favor of quick profits. Philosophy is the mother of all sciences. The study will slowly offer entry into every branch of human knowledge. All the students have unique curiosities. Their many questions have varying degrees of urgency. They need to learn at the pace that fits them best and in the sequence that considers their existing knowledge, that considers them. Real education is lifelong, self-directed, and we made enough progress to be able to take it to the next step, where computerized education offers countless video lectures, breathtaking visualizations and simulations, and is, by design and some luck, self-directed. It is really important that the world understands that forced education, as opposed to self-directed education, will only force students into pretending to learn, into memorization. That does not do a human being justice. To really understand something and hope to further afield, one has to comprehend it bottom up. Systems of thought with preset cookie-cutter answers have been tried and tested for thousands of years now. They only lead to control, dark ages, and destruction. Philosophy is a story of how we developed as human beings. It is the history of our greatest intellectual achievements and the thoughts behind them. Ineffective education is precisely what Socrates and all the others before and after hoped to end and prevent.